So this morning I was speaking to Indiana Cheatham. You are from Chessington. You ran the London Marathon. You hadn't run before at all. 7 to 8 months ago, you got a ballot place to run the marathon. You put on your running shoes and started training. We'll talk about the marathon itself later, but would you like to tell me your inspiration for the marathon?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you say, I wasn't a runner at all. I did a little bit of exercise, but I wasn't very fit. So my granddad had passed 2 years ago now. He had passed and he was always on his running machine and like doing his workout every day. He was completely blind. And he was always encouraging me to do more fitness and like to get fit. So when I got the ballot place, I was like, I felt a bit like a sign, even though I don't really believe in stuff like that. It just sort of felt, I don't know, just felt like it was kind of meant to be. When I told the rest of my family, they were like, "Oh, Indy, you can't do it. Like, oh, we're worried you might collapse. Like, are you gonna like damage your knees? Like, is this a good idea?" And I just kind of thought, I feel like my granddad would be wanting me to do this and be cheering me on. So he was absolutely my inspiration for doing it, which is also why I chose to run for Retina UK because of his retinitis pigmentosa, to raise money for that charity.
Shall we talk a little bit about RP? It's an inherited eye disease. The name actually retinitis implies that it's an inflammation. It's actually a degeneration of the cells in the retina, which are at the back of the eye, which are responsible for vision. So rods and cones first manifest itself as a loss of night vision and then slowly progresses. When was your grandfather diagnosed with it?
I think he was actually as a child, so it's like as a child of maybe when he was about 9 or 10, I think he was taken to get his eyes tested. I believe that's when he was diagnosed.
What happens is the retina is like a biscuit layer, and the pigment cells at the back start coming to the forward, and they produce these pigment areas, which is indicative of the condition. The sight generally deteriorates over time. So you said by the time he was, I think in his 40s, was he actually totally blind by his 40s?
Totally blind. Yeah, he actually he really had a good sense of humor, so he'd always make a joke about losing his sight. I think it was his way of coping. But he said in his 30s he totaled one of his cars. Like, he loved driving, but he knew his sight was going. But my nan was like, "No, Ginge, you shouldn't be driving." And I think he still did, and he ended up like with his car upside down. Isn't ideal, but I think that's when he was like, "Okay, better stop driving now." But yeah, in his 40s, that's when he went completely blind. So sadly, he never actually got to. He always said he wanted to be able to see his grandchildren, like me and my brother, Piers, my cousins, Emma and Dan. But he obviously never got the chance to do that, which is a shame. But yeah, in his 40s.
I'm sure he knew what you looked like. He probably touched your face with his hands.
Yeah, yeah.
You've obviously got his red hair because
Yes.
he was Ginger Maurice Cheatham. So GM
Yes. Yeah.
implies got the same shock of red hair that he had. And he
Yeah.
sounded like he was totally inspirational, that he liked to keep fit. And you said he liked listening to music, especially Radio Jack.
Yes.
It's wonderful, isn't
Yeah.
it?
He absolutely loved the radio. Like, he would spend, I mean, so my nan, Nanny Frieda's very, very dear wife to him, died before he died, 15 years before. So he was actually living by himself, completely alone for 15 years, so completely independent. And I feel like the radio helped him sort of get through the day, because obviously being blind and like not being able to watch the TV, he was always listening to like Radio Jackie, loved his rock and roll music, he loved his 80s. He listened to a bit of everything. He was always keeping up to date with the news. We said, like, at his funeral, we remembered him by saying he was always the first to tell us the bad news. Like, he was like our news channel. So he would come to us and be like, "Oh, did you hear this? Or did you hear this?" He's always listening to it. So yeah.
I think when you lose one sense, like your sight, your hearing then becomes so important to you. And your hearing is a channel to your imagination. And it's like also a secondary visual sight in that what you hear, you then imagine. We just take for granted what we see. When you can't see
Exactly.
anything, you hear things. And that makes see that more intense. So let's go on to the marathon. What was the training like for you?
Oh, wow. The training was really hard. So yeah, I did 7 to 8 months of training. Like I say, I'd never run before. I couldn't even run 2 minutes, so I started with like a couch to 5K plan. And I just remember saying to like my family and friends, "Oh my God, like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. This is so tough." So yeah, I was just training. I was quite strict with the plan, actually, and my friends and family helped motivate me to like keep me going. But yeah, like I said when I spoke to you earlier, it was like a really like dark time for me mentally. I was really in like a bad place. Yeah, I couldn't even get the motivation at some point to get out of bed. Training was really awful. It was really, really tough. Actual marathon, like knowing I had to get up and do the training, like it got me out of the house, and then I would do my run and I'd feel a bit better, even if I had felt bad originally. And it just kept me going. And then gradually over time, with a lot of other stuff, like I went to therapy and stuff and did my training, I feel a lot better. Like I'm in such a better place. But I feel like that was doing this training and the marathon itself is such a pivotal point in my sort of recovery to feeling better.
So you completed the marathon. How long did it take you to complete it?
I was quite slow, so it's like 5 hours 25 minutes. So I was slow, but it was my first one, so I honestly was just happy to have just done it,
Yeah.
to have just crossed the finish line.
And you said the actual getting up and doing the training was actually good for your mental health. There's nothing like getting out of bed and getting outside and doing something positive. And you had the inspiration of your granddad behind you. I'm sure he was looking down at you saying, "Come on, girl, get out of bed and get going."
Yeah.
How much have you raised for rest in the UK?
I think now we're about £2,216. So my goal was 500. So I'm absolutely amazed we managed to raise that much. And just a huge thank you to everyone that had supported me and donated. Retina UK, I chose them as a charity I was running for because they specifically work for inherited sight loss, and they do a lot of research, and they fund a lot of research to try and find a cure. But they do also offer like support to people with inherited sight loss. So I think they have a phone line, they have like email support, and like advice on their website. So I just thought they're just a really good cause, and they're trying to fight for a cure for these diseases, which I know my granddad would have loved while he was alive.
He would have done it. It's because it's quite a rare disease and it's an inherited disease. Retinitis pigmentosa, a lot of people don't even know about it. I think the research will go into sort of stem cell research and gene research and trying to replace those rods and cones that degenerate and find a reason why they degenerate. But it's great that you've done that and well done. Any aching pains, any limbs damage? Are you back fit?
Yeah, if anyone's considering doing this, which I'd recommend to everyone because it was one of the best days ever. The atmosphere was incredible. My toenails will never be the same again, I fear. One has fallen off. It's really not nice. And my knees are quite bad. I'm feeling quite ill. I think I'm getting the runner's flu, but it was all absolutely worth it, to be honest. Yeah.
I think when you're running a marathon, your immune system goes into overdrive and you have all
Yes.
these fears rushing around, spurring you on. And then the minute you finish, you're still a bit high and then you start coming down. But are you going to continue running, Indy?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm definitely going to continue running, and also it's really nice that, like my partner said, he's joined the ballot. My dad, who never did any exercise, did his first run the other day. That's my granddad's son, so he's been inspired to do it, and my stepmom as well. So it's just like, yeah, really, really positive, and I will absolutely keep running, and I hope next year I can be there cheering my dad on and my partner on, like they were there for me.
So next year is going to be a real family affair, yeah?
Yeah, if they get their ballot place or manage to run for a charity. But I think my dad would, he would probably do it for Retina UK, or maybe the Royal Marsden, who looked after my nan when she had her cancer. So yeah, he's been inspired, which is, it's really just really nice. An overall great experience.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event. And I think that you're spurred
Yeah.
on by the crowds and all the colourful characters that are running. You know, you obviously often get passed by people dressed in weird costumes. Did you actually have that experience?
Yeah, it was so cool. So we had so I work for Samaritans, a charity, and we have a runner called Dave who's been running it for 25 years, and he runs in a Samaritan's phone. He's absolutely brilliant. I just have to give him a shout out. He was great. I saw some people dressed as a bus, so there was like six people together in a bus, which was like quite cool. A lot of army guys of like carrying very heavy weights. I just thought, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
It's wild. But yeah, lots of cool costumes, and seeing all the sights absolutely like distracts you from the pain. Like I found the marathon itself was e not easier, but more a lot more significantly more enjoyable than any of my previous runs. Like it was something else.
Yeah, it takes you along, doesn't it, the atmosphere? Indy, I'll let you go now. Have a lovely weekend. And thank you
Thank
for
you.
coming to talk to me on Radio Jackie.
Thank you so much, and thanks for giving me the opportunity, Jackie, and Radio Jackie, for letting me speak about my granddad and Retina UK. They're a great charity, so if you do have the time, please check them out. Thank you so much.